It's my pleasure to welcome you.
Thank you.
There you go. To have a chance to study and to learn with you. And I had a thought I wanted to talk about in this week's Parsha, which really, I think, is a major transition in the history of the Jewish people. And if you're talking about Baruch, the history of cultures, you'll see as it affects the history of the world, basically in one short story. Before we begin the story, I'm just curious. If I had to ask you one word of what comes to mind when you think of Yahadus, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of the word Yahadus? What would you say? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Torah.
Okay, Torah. Is it that? Is it Hashem?
Yeah.
Great. Hashem, Torah. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? No wrong answer here. It's already past the first thing now. Now we're at the fourth thing that has come to your mind.
Tanakh.
Nice. Okay, great. Okay. Good. So let's this actually is an interesting frame when it comes to the story in this week's Parsha. If you look at the source sheets that I... These are my source sheets from the time, you can tell, the aged notion of when we used to copy books. It doesn't happen in a long time. This is pulling back from years. Vahime macharas vayeshev Moshe l'shbot et ha'am. Ve'amod ha'am al Moshe min ha'boka ad ha'arev. Vayar chutein Moshe et kol ha'shev osa la'am ve'yomar ma ha'davar she'ata osa? La'am, madu ata yoshev l'dedecha b'chol ha'am nitzav elecha min ha'boka ad ha'arev. So what's bothering Yitro in this story? What's bothering Yitro?
Moshe's overworked.
Okay, Moshe is overworked. Moshe is sitting there from morning till the evening. And why is he sitting there? That's what Yisro is asking. Why are you sitting there? And Moshe is overworked. What else would you say? Is it Moshe's overworked? Is that what's his concern?
Inefficiency of time.
That it's not that Moshe is overworked. Which he could. First of all, why would he be concerned about that Moshe would be overworked? Okay, could be he won't have time for other people, Shilas.
Maybe like leader to leader.
Leader to leader, which is like more of like efficiency of time, leader to leader. And I think, by the way, the connection between Yitro and Moshe is so profound. That's one of the like. Why Moshe married Tzipora, like it's like Moshe and Yitro are so profoundly connected to that family. Leader to leader makes a lot of sense. Why else would Yitro be concerned? Moshe being overworked, if take that line. Why would he be so concerned? Doesn't burn out?
Maybe like you don't make as good of a judgments call when you're alone when you don't have
so consult. It's not you saying it's not just efficiency of time, but also then your judgment will be impaired. But remember, who's Yitro to Moshe?
Father.
So why would he be concerned about his son?
Family.
His family. He could be concerned just very pashut. Right? And we know that, actually, you know, there is a question about Moshe's relationship. How much time Moshe has. Or how is he devoting to his wife, to his kids. Meaning Yitro could be concerned about his daughter and his grandchildren. Right? Could be very proud, just overworked. But here, actually, so that's one possible. But if you look at the language, look carefully. What does it seem like he's really concerned about? Or in addition, like, what's his question?
Like it's unfair to the people.
It's ma davar zeh she'ata oseh la'am. What are you doing to the people? So he's a concern for the people. And I have to think about why, and some of the possibilities emerged already. Vayomer Moshe lechotano, ki yavoi elai ha'am ledrosh elokim, ki elahem davar ba elai, v'shafariti ben ishu ben re'eu, v'dati etzchukei elokim v'etor asav. So what does Moshe answer? Why? What am I doing? What am I doing here?
Teaching them Torah.
Teaching them Torah. How to be good Jews. Teaching them how to be good Jews. Why is this the way that Moshe is doing it? Like, how, what's going on? Like, why? What's happening here? What's the scene?
Well, he's the person who's been closest to God in history until that point.
He's the person who's close to God in history to the point.
Separate people from himself, he felt like they'd be losing out.
They'd be losing out if it wasn't him. Well, what are they coming to him? Who's coming to who in this case? The people are coming to him. Lidrosh.
Lidrosh.
Elohim. They're coming to Moshe to seek God. They're coming to Moshe to seek God. Now, what does it mean to seek God? And then he says that they come to me and I judge Ben Ish Ben Re'eu and I let them know, I teach them about the Chukei Elohim and Torah Tav. So what kinds of things do they come to Moshe with? Dinim. Shafariti Ben Ish Re'eu, they have, you know, fights, they have issues. They want to know how to interact. And that's what I'm doing. Vayomer chotein Moshe elav. And Moshe's father-in-law says, Lo tova davar asheata useh. Nevolti vo gam ata gam ha'amazeh she'imach, ki kaved mimcha davar, lo tuchal aso levadecha. Ata shema bekoli yatzcha v'elokim imach, heye ata la'am mul ha'elokim, veveta ata tadvrim el'elokim. וזרת את הם את החוקים ואת התורות, ודעת להם את הדרך ילחובה ואת המעשה אשר יעשו. So what does Yisro suggest to Moshe? What does he tell him that he should do, or that's wrong with what he's doing?
He needs to get a team.
You need to get a team. You need to get a team. That is so important to be able to get a team. How are you? Come. We went around the table already. You are?
Yitzchak.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. So he says to Moshe, "Vatata chazem ikam anchecha yirulkim anchei amesonei betza, v'sam t'leim Israel from Israel Israel from Israel yaserot v'shavtu et am b'chol eight v'kol davar gadol yivi alecha v'chol davar hakatan yishvtu heim v'kel melech v'nasu itach." He says you should get a team. That's actually a pretty big lesson. That's a pretty big lesson. If we just stopped here, that would be enough of a big lesson. What's the lesson of a team? What do you think the lesson of a team is?
You don't have to go everything alone.
You don't have to go everything alone. Why would you think you have to go everything alone?
But only you could complete tasks in a way that you think is sufficient.
Let me tell you, this is one of the top CEO. When I was at the Jewish Center, the rabbi of the Jewish Center, this is a guy, still a close friend of mine, founded a company. He has, I don't know how many thousands of employees. And he said to me, when I was rabbi of the Jewish Center, he said, you have to learn how to let go. He said, other people are not going to do it as well as you. In your eyes. I mean, other people are not going to do it as well as you. And you need to learn how to take losses. Because you can't do it alone. I have to let go. And that was... And now, and as the rabbi of the Jewish Center, I had probably a larger number of assistant rabbis than most rabbinical situations. I was very happy about that. But I didn't really run a team like we're running here. And the lesson of how to empower other people to do it their way, even though it's the little, you have to, some vision and guidance, of course, but empower, like get the right people on the bus and empower them to do it. Even though it's not going to be the exact way that you want. Okay, it's a crucial lesson in business, crucial lesson in life, and it's the only way to maximize success. Like I've seen other people now at this point, like who haven't been able to do that, and they've kept their small organizations, and it's fine, but they haven't been able to maximize their impact because they're on it. You know, and when you could let go and you have to bring in the right people and trust them, it's like a whole, that's what Yisro says. He says, these are the people, these are the kinds of people, Sona Betza, these are the kind of people you need. Very important life lesson. But I think there's something, even another layer of this story, which transitions the Jewish people to a new era. And I said this more briefly. A couple of days ago, I was having lunch at Cardozo, and they had the Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor was there, and a Canadian Supreme Court Justice, Rosalie Abella. She's a hero to the Jewish people. If you don't know her, she's amazing. You know, they're both amazing, accomplished jurists and women of distinction. And I had a chance to welcome them to the event, and I spoke about Jethro and his advice to Moses. That his advice was that Moses was relying on a system that was unsustainable. And the system was an oracle system. What the people would do is they would come, Lidrosh Elohim, they came to seek God. But how can they seek God? So when did the story of Yitro happen? When did it happen? It's a machlokes. What's the machlokes between?
Before Matan Torah.
Before Matan Torah or after Matan Torah? Now, if it's after Matan Torah, it makes a lot of sense. You know, they came to find out the Torah. If it's before Matan Torah, and these are, I quoted a few in the Ramban, it brings down both days. If it's before Matan Torah, then what are they doing? So what they're doing is they're coming to Moshe to find the answer. They have a problem. They have something going on in their lives and they don't know what to do. So they go to Moshe, and what does Moshe do? He tells them the answer. How does Moshe tell them the answer? Yeah. They come to Drosh Elokim. They come to seek God. And they ask Moshe, and Moshe is the conduit, and he tells them the answer. It's an oracle system. And what happens in the story is that Yitro tells Moshe that that isn't the right system. You need a legal system. You need a system of law. And it's only through a system of law where what you can do is you can teach principles. And then you can appoint other people. You can't appoint other people when you're an oracle system. You're the prophet. Right? You can't appoint somebody else. Yeah, I was in, a couple years ago, I was in Salt Lake City to meet the president of Brigham Young. And they asked me if I wanted to meet the apostles. And I'm like, I thought the apostles were dead. But if they're alive, I definitely want to meet them. Definitely. So they brought me in this room, like this chamber. They have the 12 apostles, and they have the 70 elders. And they have the president. And a couple of months later, the prophet, who was ill at the time, died. And the president became the prophet. So I know the prophet. We've actually written to each other. Okay, now if you believe in ongoing prophecy, which is what they have, it's a whole other world. It's a whole other world. But we switched here from, you know, we still have Nevuah, of course, but it was a fundamental switch from the prophecy to the legal system. And now you have judges. Now you have people who you teach principles and precedent. And new questions can come. And then you can actually, they can figure it out. You know, we never had electricity before, but we know that there's 39 halachos in Shabbos, and one is, like, you can apply principles to new cases. You can only do that in a legal system. And it's through that legal system that you learn the values of the Torah. You learn what matters to Hashem. It's still a drosh Elokim. You're still seeking God. But Moshe, you're in a different place. You're a mul Elokim. You're not the conduit. You're mul Elokim. You're bringing the principles to the people and letting them work through it. And that creates a sustainable system, but more so, it enables the people to grow and to develop. And this is what, you know, this was the major transition. It was after this story that you have the Aseret Dibros, and that you have Parshas Mishpatim, and that you have the laws. So this is a transition moment from, you know, Am Yisrael in Egypt to Am Yisrael in the future. You know, and it's because that is when I asked you, like, what do you think about when you think about Yahadus, you say Torah and Hashem. You know, and the importance of Talmud Torah, the importance of what we're doing here in Yeshiva. It all emerged from this. You know, and the you know, what's the great thing about being here, being in the presence of Gedolei Torah? It was Ami.
Sky cat.
Is it Ami? Sky. Sometimes Gedolei Torah in the sky cat. but that it's what makes them so incredible. It's that this is what they've learned. This is what they're able to disseminate. And this is what we're doing, obviously, at YU, which is studying this and transmitting it and embodying it and living it, which the values which infuse us that from the Torah. So this is like a major moment in the history of the Jewish people. I wanted to share that with you. Any thoughts? Any questions?
Yeah,
any?
I liked it.
Okay, we'll end on I liked it, Menachem. Thank you. Okay. Have a wonderful Shabbos.